the leader. Although it wasn't thought that he was the secretary or the leader or the in charge. But when I saw his activity, when everybody came to his house, he did all the cooking. And everybody went home, he washed all the pots. And of course, at that time, his wife also did that, but that time his wife had gone on holiday. She's Japanese, and she'd gone on holiday to Japan, I think. And he was already so active. So it didn't seem to me that he was being appointed. He was already doing that job. And so it was rather a natural thing. And from that time, all this has come. Today being the disappearance of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and Srila Maharaj said we would speak a little tonight also. But we must try, of course. But tonight I felt I would like to speak about Mohanananda Prabhu. Because actually, all combined, and especially Anadi Krishna, Kriti Ratna Prabhu, and others like Balabhadra Prabhu and Parampara Prabhu and Gopikanta Prabhu, and I'm going to miss someone now, so I better stop now. Here Nalina Naba Prabhu, Premdas, Guru Prabhu, and so on. But I'm going to miss Paramananda Prabhu. They all conjointly did so much, and some living more distant, but as Madan Mohan Prabhu from the beginning, I think, and Ashalata, Paramananda Prabhu and Lilamoy, Balabhadra Prabhu and Maheshwari. And I got to meet most of you in that first time in 1991. And I knew, I could see immediately it was a very beautiful place and with many good-hearted and sincere-hearted souls. And still now today, although a big building has come and we seem to have become a mission, I suppose. My heart shudders a little when I use the word mission, but here we don't have any bad experiences. And everybody's still the same simple folks that I saw back there 5 years ago. And when the other thing was, I had been waiting for something like 6 years, 5 or 6 years after Srila Maharaj took sannyas, and it was my feeling that Maharaj would travel all over the world, because I joined at the time of Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta. I needed, like Gopikanta and many others, I needed to see Prabhupada in his separation, and not only I needed, but I knew in the heart of my heart, Jai Sri Guru, that Srila Govinda Maharaj was that Prabhupada of this epoch, of this era. And so I was in a great fever, you could say, to try to participate, Jai Sri Guru Dev Sigri Dajki say, Sriman Mahaprabhu ki jai, to try to bring Srila Govinda Maharaj, or try to participate some way that he would travel around the world. And I'd already asked somebody, no need to mention name, but that somebody really was not so serious. But when I came here, wherever I went, I was actually looking for that one face, that one person. I didn't know Sunil Prabhu, and had I known him, then probably would have been him. But I only met him later. But when I came here, and after staying in Madhuru, Madhura Krishna Prabhu's house, then I came to Mohanananda Prabhu's house. Actually, it was all arranged by Mohanananda Prabhu and Parampara Prabhu. But Mohan Prabhu stayed in the back. But when I came to lot number 2, Beltana Drive, Terra Terra Nora Nora, then I came out of the car and I saw standing there Jaipur Maharaj and with eyes burning like fire, and here one moustache coming, and I thought, oh, wouldn't it be good to get on the wrong side of him? But actually what came in my heart was that I saw I thought I saw a brother there who could fight as I had tried to fight, and as how I thought I should fight. We say fight, we mean we are trying to fight illusion, we are trying to fight for the service of our Gurudev, we are trying to use our energy in some way. And just on seeing him, I thought, aha, we have not spoken a word or anything, but my inner eye told me like that. Of course, we're meeting for the first time, and no one except a madman would say anything immediately, so therefore I kept quiet. But after maybe 2 days only, I said, Prabhu, I think, and I also didn't know that time how much affection or how much service attitude or in his devotion he had feelings for Srila Govinda Maharaj. I didn't know anything, but he was a nice person. But after only 2 days or so, we had meetings there, and I said, I think I want to tell you something. Yes, what is that? We're always afraid, you know, of misjudging a person's character when we don't know someone, but that first impression stuck with me. And then only after a couple of days, 2 or 3, I said, I think there will be a world tour, and I think Srila Govinda Maharaj will travel all over the world, and I think that the whole world, as with Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, they will again dance and sing and play and take this wave again is coming through this personality. And in the past I had said different times different things in America, in Hawaii, other countries, in England, and I was greeted by blank looks and even cynical remarks, and people had said different remarks, and I'd begun to feel like a mad crazy man. And now 5-6 years already passed and I was still doing this. But when I met him, I told that. When I told him that, his eyes became like that. And immediately he became, I used to tell the story, he became like 14,000 volts. You know the pylons, they have 14,000 volts or something. And I saw, again, at the first meeting, and again when I told this point, I saw fire was ignited there somehow. And they thought, could it be? Because I could not imagine myself actually arranging such a thing. Now it's come back to me making many arrangements like that. But to start that, for some reason, I could not think that I would be able to do that, and I needed someone, and he did that. Not only he did that, but he made one letter and sent everywhere, and he wrote in the letter, Mohanananda Das Adhikari, World Tour Coordinator, and World Tour Coordinator Assistant, Swami D.A. Sagar, underneath. And I saw this letter, I thought, oh. But still, it was right. I mean, from the what we may say, the social etiquette or norm or something, that may not have been so proper from one point of view, but actually I needed his energy. and he gave it, and it started from there. Not only that, wherever we went, whenever we went, when we started, and he was there, and as you know, he's always jolly. And Srila Govinda Maharaj is also a jolly person. I'm not, I'm surly. But when I'm with you, I become a little jolly. But otherwise, my position is, I think, quite hopeless. But he's never hopeless. He's always hopeful. Even when he's in much difficulty, nobody can understand, because then he becomes even more jolly. But that was also good, because when we went there, then Maharaj had him always there, doing his magic, making his illusion. And so many times, that was very important and useful to make things work. I remember we went to Ireland, and they were chanting in the airport, and one boy was chanting and jumping and chanting and jumping, then police took him away. Then Maharaj was standing there. Oh, he came to receive me, and he was taken by the police. And Trinandi Maharaj was there. Trinandi Maharaj said, oh, it's okay, they'll let him go. Come Maharaj, let's go to the house. And Maharaj said, no, I will not leave this airport until he comes out. Then it went the other way. Then they started saying, well, we don't know when he's going to, first he was going to come out, but now we don't know when he's going to come out. They kept him. Then Mohanananda Prabhu said, oh, it's okay, Maharaj, I will go. Then he went there and made his illusion, and 10 minutes later came back with that boy, from extricated him from the police. And this way, many, it's a small incident, but many like that. And then we all proceeded happily on from there. So I have much connection by Srila Maharaj's grace, of course. And then he came first in 1992, and it was here, the first, actually Singapore was the first stop, because it was en route anyway, but the actual plan was that the first world tour began in Australia. And Maharaj's plan was actually only to go to Australia. He didn't think about going to all the other places. That was Fiji, I mean, not Fiji this time, I should say Hawaii, America, England, etc. He hadn't thought about that. But when I saw that the reality was coming true, and now it had become 7 years, what I had waited for 7 years now started. That was 92, now 96. So 7 plus 4, now 11 years. From the time when he showed us his sannyas form, acharya form, more than sannyas. On that day when Maharaj took sannyas, next day I went up, day before, actually, Jai Sri Sri Guru Gangagra, Radha Girita Yuki Jai. Day before, there was a crowd, maybe this, little bigger, maybe like this, upstairs, Guru Maharaj's place is small, nothing like this. So many, we feel few today, tonight perhaps, but upstairs in Guru Maharaj's area, maybe like that, but it seems very big up there because it's a small place. Anyway, it seemed like a large gathering, maybe a few more than we are here. Then Guru Maharaj was speaking a little bit. Then he called, asked me, are you there? Come. And I came up to him. And shyly, quietly and shyly, that only I could hear, he said, tomorrow Govinda Maharaj will take sannyas. Then I got some haribol came out from my mouth. And everybody was standing. They had already given dandavat to Maharaj, and Maharaj was going to go back in the room. He'd finished his talk. That was it. Everyone was standing, and then they all saw me going haribol. Then I owed an explanation. So then I then translated that tomorrow, Guru Maharaj said, tomorrow Govinda Maharaj will take sannyas. That was 85, I think. And then I translated it. Then all those devotees made one big jai. ecstasy reigned, and then Maharaj, then the three, means Srila Sridhar Maharaj, then Srila Govinda Maharaj, and I'm following, all three are going back into Maharaj's room, and Maharaj said to me, Srila Govinda Maharaj said to me, "Oh Maharaj, I am afraid." That is intimate. And I said, "If you say that, then where are we?" We had already known. I mean, he'd shown us the form of a householder that we already knew from the beginning. And Guru Maharaj had already told in many hints and sometimes directly as well that he was a natural Paramahamsa. Even told his Jai and told Jai to him and different things like we knew from the beginning. That intimacy was, of course, the first thing you would see if you came to Chaitanya Saraswati. And so many evidences of that I recorded. Quite a few of those, I think, in one small booklet called Spiritual Assistance for Our Friends. I don't know if you've had that here. Really? That is a great offense on my part. And immediately we should start reproducing and sending you some box. You never had that, eh? Oh, that's terrible. Anyway, that was written for those who couldn't understand the personality of Srila Govinda Maharaj, who didn't know the history, to bring them up to date. I think here most of you already know, and with Maharaj's own radiance, he's given you that mercy to know that. But for some who've gone a little distance and lost their shine, lost their sheen, that book is very useful. And I can, maybe we can print out, I heard you're going to buy a laser printer here perhaps. I have it still in my computer. If you buy a laser printer before I go, we can print it out and you can reproduce it on a photocopy if you want it. It's just a booklet, really. Then Maharaj took sannyas, I mentioned the other day, he was dancing. Not dancing, but with Danda, walking in a dancing style around the mat for begging, shaven. And I saw that form. I immediately thought, aha, none but he can go all over the world and do as did Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. None but he. And I'd already had that conviction before that, what to speak of. But when I saw that, it was vivid to the point beyond denial, beyond the shadow of doubt. But before that, I'd mentioned to Guru Maharaj, Govinda Maharaj will travel all over the world like Swami Maharaj and so on. Guru Maharaj was always happy. It was my feeling. But that was now confirmed beyond any shadow of doubt. After 7 years, then, it did happen. But the vital part that you hear, what I want to say is, headed by Sripad Mohanananda Prabhu, that vital part that he and you all played here, and are playing or working, are involved here, is very clear to me and vividly. I'm conscious of that, I think. And on Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur's disappearance day, this comes to the foremost area of my mind, because later, just means some time ago, a few years ago, Srila Govinda Maharaj was speaking, I forget where, in New Zealand actually it was, when we came 6 months ago. And we stayed in a motel. And I had this particular feeling before, inclination had come in my mind before, in a general way. But when we stayed there, a particular home truth came to me in a very vivid way. That is, that Srila Govinda Maharaj is the manifest form of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. That came to me in a very, very vivid way. I cannot say how it came to me, nor can I say that I'm qualified that it should come to me particularly. But still, I cannot deny it as well. And that that conception, that which is given by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that is so unique, and we heard from Maharaj today, and every time actually that he speaks about the glories of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, there's a very heart-touching and heart-capturing aspect to his delivery at that time. I made a small book in 1990 called Voice of Sri Chaitanya Dev, small black book, and that title was given by Srila Govinda Maharaj. And in there I took an article of Srila Govinda Maharaj that he spoke on the appearance day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, because when I heard him speak it, every point was so vitally important. And published that, and I remember when proving it, when reading it, I was absolutely struck by the clarity of his words. And that clarity, it rung the same bell as when Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada was. We would read his books like Krishna, the Reservoir of All Pleasure, Who is Crazy, the Krishna Consciousness, the Perfect Yoga System, the Perfection of Yoga, Raja Vidya, the King of All Knowledge, those little books. They'd taken from his talks. And this was 1990. Maharaj didn't come out till 1996. Right? So same thing already there. When it came in print, Times Roman, or whatever you call it, that, like a newspaper print, and I saw that, and I thought, ah, again it has come, here it is, same thing. And had to do some editing, of course. Mara says, I don't know English, and we must, when he says it must will be, then we must take out the will and all these little things. But that same clarity. So, in a nutshell, who has appreciation for that? If we have, whoever we may be, then we shall be the persons who have to do the service. That's in a very tiny nutshell. If we have any appreciation that we are participating, whether our number is great or small, that our heart is sufficiently attracted to come, whether we are socially inclined or not, whether we are social outcasts, misfits, or social entrepreneurs, or whatever we may be. If whatever the attraction we have got here, for these, for this personality, then we are the persons only who have to take some part to, how shall I say it? To continue to sing his glories in some shape or form, to continue with that. And if we do that, then that's what's called mission. And then other friends, here are three friends sitting in front of me. Dear friends, I can say. But we hardly know each other's names. But they have come to take the holy name. And we all feel such joy in our hearts that as we may have done that last year or year before or 6-7 years ago or 20 years ago, whatever it was, now they are coming, and that gives great joy to the heart. And when any friends come like that, it's always the feeling of all the other Vaishnavas. Yes, yes, this is a very good day today for us. And the consummation, if you like, of that feeling is that I hope they will always stay with us. The first thing is we're happy that friends are coming. But the next thing is we don't want those friends to go away either. We want them to be with us always. Or vice versa, we always want to be with them always. We don't want to go away. We don't want them to go away. I've heard once told in America that one boy joined Prabhupada, but that boy was always drinking or smoking or something wrong. But he was initiated but still couldn't stop doing those things, and therefore he had a great sense of guilt and so on. Then one day he came with a suitcase or bag or something and packed. And Prabhupada said, "Where are you going?" He said, "I'm leaving." Tears come down the cheeks of Prabhupada. But that boy was not able to follow the rules and regulations. But that was not an obstacle to the love of Sri Gurudev. This is the position. Position is like that. And those incidents we cannot forget. Also we heard that when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, one disciple of his, left his body, died, some accident, fell from a height or something, I forget it exactly. Then Srila Saraswati Thakur took off his red cloth and put white. He says, "I'm unfit. I could not save him." Please put some white cloth on. Again later, put red. These stories we heard. Yeah. "I'm not fit. I could not help him." In this way. Very intense. And another thing came to my mind today when Maharaj was speaking. Some of us have been to Calcutta, Navadvip, and so on and so forth. But I wonder how many of us remember when we go to Calcutta and we're caught with all the smoke of those taxis and buses and all those rickshaw wallahs and the heat and the mosquitoes and all the other things that go along with these charming tropical cities of the world, especially in India. I wonder how many of us remember that it was there that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur began his preaching. It was there that he established his stronghold in the world. And it was there that actually he left the world. So when we hear from Srila Govinda Maharaj and such personalities, not that there are any other personalities like him, but there were in the world. When we hear, it awakens our awareness in a way which is unparalleled, unprecedented. And we are always praying for that, to have that grace more and more, that our serving mood and purity and constancy, continuation, if you like, inner strength and knowledge of our prospect will always be enhanced, and that we can learn to become as he's teaching by his words, even without his words, by his very nature, to be humble, tolerant, and always give honor to others without expecting honor for ourselves. That secret, that trade secret of Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev. Swami Maharaj Prabhupada thought, "Chant Hare Krishna, everybody," and everybody did. It was a great wave, ecstatic wave, tidal wave. But later it was necessary, and is still necessary, to teach how to chant Hare Krishna. Because if having taken that great gift, if having taken that benediction, still we're not getting the result, as Maharaj says, of that chanting, then we have to search and research what the reason for that is. And Srila Govinda Maharaj is the shining sun as the teacher of that, how to chant Hare Krishna. That is, we must avoid the offenses. And how to avoid the offenses, again, is by those qualities, cultivating those qualities, humility, tolerance, etc. And how to cultivate those qualities also, we shall know, is that we shall see someone who is doing that, someone who is that. And he is the teacher of that. He is Srila Govinda Maharaj. Many have tried and many are trying it. We have seen it and we are seeing it. As they're becoming guru and they're initiating and they're delivering lectures 5 hours long and many things. And all good be unto them. If someone tries to spread the message of the Supreme Lord Mahaprabhu in the holy name, etc., that's not a matter to be criticized. But there may be many stars, there may be many glowworms, but there's only one moon. What more can I say? I don't know. Maharaj was coming at 6. And he'll come within his time. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Yeah. That song is there in that book Maharaj is giving to everybody. And the first verse I told yesterday. It can be sung any many ways. Morning it can be sung morning melody. Noon it can be sung noon melody, evening it can be sung as one likes. But it is sung by us who are taking Harinam. It's not, it can be also sung in a gathering, no doubt. Hare Krishna Mahamantra Sarvamantra Sar Jadeva Kuruna Bole Jagate Kushar. Very sweet song. And especially the last verse. Ehi dasha aparad kuriya varjan. The last verse is very good. Very nice. The whole thing is nice. Oop. Ehi dasa aparada kuriya vajjan dhanvarma. Jai Om Vishnupada Srila Bhakti Sangha Govinda Maharaj Ki Jai. Gaura Pravarande Hari Om. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
देव गोसाई महाराज की जय। प्रभुपाद श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस गोस्वामी ठाकुर की जय। सदियों की रवाब त्रिपुरा की जय। तिरुभा महामहोत्सव की जय। हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। गौर प्रमाणे जय। भूला ठाकुर की जय। टुडे इज वेरी ऑस्पिशियस डे, दैट इज प्रभुपाद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस ठाकुर after bestowing mercy in this world, he joined in Nitya Lila. All Lila is Nitya Lila, no doubt, but in the Krishna Lila, they are always preaching about the pastimes of Radha Govinda, and there they have own form as a servitor of Radharani, and under guidance of Srila Rupa Manjari, and in that pastimes they join fully. Actually, transcendental form of the devotees and dear associates of the Lord, they are all, everything is full. But in this mundane, from this mundane, our judgment coming this way, otherwise they are always engaged with their own service. But extra, when service coming direction from the Lord, they are fulfilling the desire of the Lord. Bhaktivinoda Thakur mercifully invited the divine potency of Krishna and mercy of Radharani and Krishna, desire of Bhaktivinoda Thakur fulfilled in that time. And after finishing their own service, they joined this day. Radha Govinda is very happy, no doubt, and Srila Guru Maharaj, he disappeared. That day we all was is very, very, very sad. Sri Guru Maharaj not will come back upstairs, that was our feeling. But when I pay my dandavat, in the samadhi time, I feel, not only I feel, I call my friends like Sagar Maharaj and others, and I told what you are seeing, the deities form. And they also was very stunned to see the deities form. ditti, smiling not only, enjoying, and their joyful effulgen, we have seen that day. Then we feel how much happy the ditti. In my life, this word within bracket Sagar Maharaj, in my life I have not seen that effulgen of ditti. I worshipped the ditti. Anyhow, then we must say this day is very good day to join in Krishna consciousness. All day is good day, all time is good time. But some special mercy coming down through the Lord, taking some avalamman, and that day is that very special day. What wants to preach Saraswati Thakur, if he will see some conditioned soul, they are dwelling in the service of Krishna, lotus feet, more mercy will bestow upon you all. Anyhow, Harinam, this is only the procedure chanting the holy name of Lord in this age to get our super benefit, and no other alternative. Mahaprabhu said, and all scripture saying this way, that no other alternative. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam. Kevalam means nirantaram, always chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Kalo nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gatirannatha. No astyeva, no other alternative, no other alternative. Thrice told, there no other alternative. As a human, if we consider Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was so great Pandit, and all the scripture he knows. Great, great scholar. They are defeated by him very sweet way, like Digvijayi Pandit, like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, like Ramananda Rai, Pragadananda Saraswati. There was great scholar that time. All India worshipping them like that scholar. But when they come to Mahaprabhu, very simple way Mahaprabhu defeated them. And they are not only happy, they join with Mahaprabhu, Sankirtan, Mahajagga, Sankirtan sacrifice. Then it is proof in that time, no one personality was that time who can defeat Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when we are considering his real form, that is another matter. All the scholars, they have seen his divine form as Radha Krishna combined. Then here is no doubt what Mahaprabhu given, that is the supreme for the conditioned souls, supreme goal of their life. All the scripture said, when we are telling this word, we must consider which way we know the all the scripture said. Then we must see their scholars what accepted in that time, all the scholars. They are so great, great scholars. No one can compete with each other like that. Everyone was very exalted in their own position. But when that all scholar surrendered to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and summarily he defeated them without giving any pain to them, defeated through his love, defeated through his devotional mood, showing to them, defeated by his ecstatic charm. Then, here is no doubt, all the scriptures were said, gist of this sloka telling that, and Mahaprabhu himself told, you will get result, definitely you will get, if we'll chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra this way. What is the way? Way is that be humble, be tolerant, and give honor to others. Then no one will be your enemy. If you are tolerant, you can harmonize everything. If you are humble, you can attract everyone.